Hello, everyone. Coach Jane here to coach you guys for trusting your body. Can't believe it is the last Monday in April. Can you guys believe that? Unbelievable. Anyway, we are going to be doing another live practice call. And what we're going to be doing this evening is we are going to be doing this with more of a challenge food. And what I mean by a challenge food, it's something that feels challenging for you at times to stop at enough with. So last week we did this live practice call. We're using the trust process that I teach you in Trusting Your Body. And we did it with more of a food that you feel comfortable with, something that you're used to, maybe isn't as hard to stop at enough. And what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of up the ante this week as we do this together, going through the trust process. And it is an opportunity for you guys to be able to practice the trust process even more, and also to be able to see how it might be different with different types of foods. So we're going to do that this evening. It's going to be great. Coach Christy is here with you guys in the chat. If you have any questions at all, feel free, and you are attending live, feel free to type them in the chat, and Christy will take care of you. Also, if you have any questions specifically for me, be sure to put them in the Q&A. We will be doing coaching and answering questions once we get through the practice portion of the call. So again, my name is Coach Jane Pilger. I am also known as Corinne's Bestie and the creator of the Trusting Your Body program. And I have my own coaching practice where I specialize in binge eating and body trust. You can find me at janepilger.com. And we're just going to get started. So the trust process, if you're not familiar with the trust process, this is something that I teach in module 1, lesson 7 in Trusting Your Body. And that module is specifically called Learning to Listen to Your Body. And the trust process is an acronym, T-R-U-S-T. Each letter stands for something specific. So what we're going to do first, the goal is for you to be able to assimilate this trust process into something that you do every time you eat. Now, you're not going to start out that way. This is a brand new concept, right? We're not going to start from not learning how to walk to all of a sudden running a marathon. We're going to take one step at a time. And part of the purpose of these live practice calls, both this call tonight and what we did last week, is so you can get to know what doing this trust process actually looks like and see how it might be beneficial for you, not only for your weight loss journey, but also just for you to be able to connect with yourself, connect with your food, connect with your experience while you eat. So the trust process, the letter T stands for take your temperature. So that's going to be as it relates to home base. You are going to, I'm going to go over what the trust process is. We're going to do kind of a quick review. Then we are going to do it live together with the challenge food that you have brought with you, okay? Now, if you don't have a challenge food with you, not a problem. You can just listen and take this information in. It will be very beneficial. However, I highly recommend that you come back and listen to this call while with a challenge food in front of you so that you can experience this live, real time for yourself. It is a completely different experience to be just listening to the content versus actually doing the process for yourself. Okay. So back to the T. The T is take your temperature. Where are you right now? So as you're listening to this, where are you right now as it relates to home base? Are you feeling pretty grounded, pretty comfortable, good, kind of just calm and content? Are you feeling maybe a little more energy flowing through your body? Maybe you're above home base. Maybe you're feeling a little anxious. Maybe you're excited to eat this food that's in front of you. Maybe you're a little fearful that you might not be able to stop when you might want to stop. Maybe you've had a really stressful day or something really frustrated you right before you started listening to this call. Where are you as it relates to home base? Are you above or are you below? Are you below? And when you're below, that's going to be more like hopeless, like kind of powerless, maybe depressed. You might be feeling just lethargic, not really having much energy. So that's going to be the T, is taking your temperature. The R is going to be repeating your intention or your mantra. So we've talked before about having an intention. Either every time you eat, you might have a very specific intention. If you know you're going to be eating a challenge food like we're going to be doing today, you might have a different intention when you sit down to challenge foods than you do when you sit down to, you know, kind of a typical food that you know is just kind of like a, what I would consider like a trusted food that you know you eat on a regular basis. You don't really have a hard time stopping at enough with. You might have two different intentions there, or you might have one mantra that you say every time before you sit down. Either one is totally fine. But the R in trust is repeating that intention or that mantra. Now, the U is one of the most important things. U is going to be understanding your needs. So check in with yourself right now and see, do you have any needs right now, underlying needs that you might want to address and that you might want to address afterwards? So maybe you've got, maybe you're really stressed out. Maybe you know you've got something that you need to do later today. Maybe there, you might have some underlying need. Maybe there's a lot of fatigue. Maybe there's something else going on. Check in with yourself to see what your needs are and how you might address them after this experience. So that's the U. The S, the second S, the S is senses, using all five senses. So you're going to use your sight. You're going to use your smell. You're going to use your touch, and you're going to use your taste, and you're going to use your hearing. So you're going to use all five senses to connect to your food. We'll do this together in a minute. And then the T, the last T, is taking your time. You're going to really take your time when you eat. You're going to put your fork down in between bites. You're really going to notice what's happening. You are going to pay attention to the textures in your mouth. You are just going to take your time to savor the experience, giving yourself gratitude. You're really just going to take your time with that experience. So that's the trust process. Take your temperature, repeat your intention, understand your needs, use all five senses, and take your time, the trust process. Okay, so here's what we're going to do with your food. I want you to have your food in front of you. I'm curious to know, for those of you who are on the call, what foods do you have? What food did people bring with you? I would be very curious to know. Okay, we've got nuts, pizza, M&Ms, rice crackers, peanut butter, Keebler grasshoppers, Cadbury mini eggs, one of my favorites, chips and dip, peanut butter mixed with sugar, peanut butter cookies, brownies, cookies, crab dip, cheesecake, glazed donut, pizza. We've got some good ones here. All right. Ooh, some granola. Oh man, if you guys have been around for a while, you guys know I have had some binges on granola, popcorn, pasta, Cheez-It crackers. Ooh, Klondike ice cream. All right. You guys have got some good stuff, food, some good foods in front of you. Okay. So you have your food in front of you. What I want you to do is take your temperature. So where are you right now as it relates to home base? Are you feeling above home base? Are you feeling below home base? Are you in home base? The way that you know a lot of times is kind of based on the amount of energy you feel kind of flowing through you. I see a couple people are feeling anxious, specifically stating that they're feeling anxious, jittery. That's definitely above. We've got some below, some tired, very tired people. Yes, that can definitely be below. I've seen some in, just very much in home base. So this is a great thing for you to do to take a pic, to take your temperature. So for those of you who are in, who are above home base, what I would like for you to do is take a moment and take a deep breath. We're going to inhale and then we're going to exhale with your exhale to be longer than your inhale. Inhale, exhale. Okay, go ahead and do that again. Inhale, exhale. Okay, great. Now, just notice if you were feeling anxious, jittery, did taking that those couple of breaths, did that help? Did that help move you into home base? I see somebody who was above home base, but then did their DSB training, which helped put them into home base, which is amazing to see. Sometimes movement can really help kind of, it can help give that energy a place to go. So we are seeing that this has been helpful. So, ooh, somebody felt tears come up. That's very normal to have tears. Those tears are going to be based on what you're thinking, maybe what might be going on. Somebody added a hand on the heart, which is so good. I love the hand on the heart for bringing yourself into home base. Now, if you're somebody who's feeling below home base, you're feeling really tired, you can kind of, you can take more short breaths to kind of generate some more energy. Now, you don't want to take those kind of short breaths if you're above home base, but if you're below, that can be really helpful. Okay, so we've all taken our temperature. Now we're going to repeat our intention or our mantra. So this is going to be, let me know if you have a specific intention for, maybe it's just an intention for this experience. Maybe it is the type of eater that you want to be. Some people have a very specific mantra, specific words that they like to say or repeat to themselves before they eat. So for me, mine is relaxed, ease, focus, and trust. That's my mantra, R-E-F-T. Here, I see relaxed, attentive, satisfied, and confident. Relaxed, calm, intentional. Ooh, here is a great, this is a great one. Enough is not restriction. And that's just kind of a reminder. Here's somebody reminding herself that enough is not restriction. So that's great. So that's what we're doing now. This is the R part. We're repeating our mantra, repeating our intention. Relaxed, intentional, intuitive. Breathe, calm, relaxed, trust. Good. That's a great one. Calm, intentional, focused, positive. Peaceful, calm, enjoyment, in control. I'm repeating some of these for you so that if you don't have one, that if something connects with you, you can grab it for yourself. Coach Christie's is calm, connect, care. That's so great. The three C's, right? Calm, connect, care. I love that, Coach Christie. So somebody else says, I am safe now. Reminding yourself that you are safe, particularly if you haven't always felt safe around food or around certain foods, is a very, very good way thing to remind yourself that you are safe. Connected. I love that connect. Connected or connecting with yourself. You can connect with the sensations, really, that you are staying connected with the experience. It's so good. What we're doing is we're putting our minds to work on what the experience that we want to create. Calm, purposeful, trust. Slow, mindful, calm, and connected. So somebody asked me to repeat mine again. Mine is relaxed, ease, focus, and trust. Okay, so these are great. We've repeated our intention. We've taken our temperature. We've repeated our intention. Now we're going to go to the you. We want to understand our needs. So check in with yourself to see, do you have any needs going on right now that you might want to take care of after we have this experience? And check in with yourself. Do you have any needs, any underlying needs, any little thing that might just kind of be going on underneath the surface that you might want to be aware of and make a plan that you know that you can assess it or address it later. Those of you who indicated that you're tired, that you're feeling really tired, it's good to know I'm really tired. It's possible my brain might suggest I just keep eating to get more energy, but I know that that doesn't equate to me resting. More food doesn't make me more restful. In fact, if I eat more food than my body needs, I will probably rest not as well as if I have a very nice, comfortable amount of food in my body. Here's somebody else who says they've got they're experiencing sensory overload and they've also got some hydration needs. So it's good to know, right? You can plan for hydration. You can have some extra hydration. You could go get some water right now. You could, once this call is over, just make sure you're really taking care of that. Here's somebody who has some jittery energy. They can go for a walk to kind of burn up that energy. Somebody else who has an email that they want to respond, and knowing that when that email is responded to and taken care of, that then they'll be able to, you know, relax. So really good to just kind of check in with yourself. Here's somebody who's saying they're going to rest in the hammock afterwards. It's so great to kind of think about what comes next. How am I going to take care of myself after this situation? Sometimes we get so focused on the food itself, we don't really make a plan for what comes after. And so then it's like, well, if our brain doesn't really have any map of where we're going, well, then of course, why don't we just keep eating? Right? So it's just really good to know. We've put our brain to focus on our intention with our words, our mantra. And now what we're doing is we're putting our brain to think about, okay, how are we going to take care of ourselves when this is done? Because no matter what, no matter how much we eat, if we eat 2 bites, if we eat 2 gallons of ice cream, it's going to end and we're going to need to take care of ourselves afterwards. So really thinking about what we're going to do afterwards is so helpful just for our brain, right? Our brain always needs a map of where we're going. Okay, so that's the you. Now, senses. Okay, we're going to use all 5 senses. I want you guys to start with your sight. What are you seeing? Just look at your food before we even eat it. Just look at your food. What do you notice about the food that's in front of you? What do you notice about maybe the colors? Are there different aspects to it? Does it all look the same? Or are there maybe some kind of different components to it? Just what do you notice visually? And just kind of think, just look at that. What do you notice with your sight? Somebody says they're so cute. Pink, yellow, blue, and white. I'm going to say that's probably the Cadbury eggs. Crispy edges, red sauce. Ooh, some M&Ms are shiny, colorful, and glossy. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, super interesting observation. Somebody says they notice broken pieces and they feel like that today. So that's super interesting, right? Like being able, like making that connection between the food and how you're feeling. And so just noticing that is very interesting. And you might also notice, is your brain going to offer up more food to try to feel maybe less broken? Like that's super interesting. Ooh, somebody says they can see the salt on the nuts. Super interesting, right? Colors, textures, symmetrical lines, drizzled icing on the edge of the biscottis. You guys, this is so great. You're really noticing the specific kind of what you are seeing. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to pick up your food. I want you to smell it. What does it smell like? Do you notice anything with the smell? Does it smell as amazing as you thought it would? Does it smell kind of like maybe a little bit different? Oh, yes. Somebody is on my page. Somebody has chocolate and mint. somebody says, I put it in my mouth before I even looked at it. That's okay. Totally okay. But this is kind of with the trust process. We're just showing you how you can go about this trust process. But don't think that if you put it in your mouth, it's over and done with. Not a problem. For this person who did put it in their mouth first, did you notice anything specifically when you did that? So somebody says it smells amazing, smells okay, not really my favorite. So super interesting to just kind of like smell it. Okay. Now what I want you guys to do is go ahead and take a bite. Take one bite. I want you to take a bite and just really pay attention to the textures in your mouth. What is the experience in your mouth in terms of the texture? And also notice the flavor. So you're going to kind of have two different experiences going on at the same time, where you're noticing the texture and you're noticing the flavor of your food. So how many M&Ms is one bite? You can have as many M&Ms as you want, but if we're going to take our time, you might start with one. Maybe then the next bite, maybe you have two, and see what's different between having one M&M in your mouth and two M&Ms in your mouth. This is all about just getting curious about the process. So somebody, I'm not sure what she's eating, but is her experience is crunchy, tasty, and heavenly. Now that sounds like a good time right there. So yeah, it's really just pay attention to the taste, pay attention to the texture. So yeah, you guys, this is really great. Crispy shell, chocolate, the inside starts melting on my tongue. Yeah, this is really interesting. Like, you're really noticing both the textures and the taste. Now, if you are ready and you feel like you've experienced that bite, go ahead and take another bite and see if there's anything different about this bite compared to the first bite. Also want you to notice if you use your hearing. So we want to use all five of our senses. So you can use your hearing. Are the different textures, do they make any sort of noise? Let's say while you're eating your bite, is there any noise that's happening? Maybe you're somebody who is eating chips. Somebody here, somebody's having a loud crunch. Somebody's eating flan. So there's probably not going to be a lot of noise involved. But what do you hear with your ears while you're eating this? And is this bite, the second bite, after you take your second bite, go ahead and put it down. Are you noticing anything different? Is the second bite different than the first bite? Is your experience of that second bite, is it different? Is somebody here says, I like the crunch, but I don't really even like the taste all that much. And so thinking about, okay, well, maybe I'll find something else next time that still has that crunch, but maybe is a different taste. So somebody says the second bite is the same as the first. Somebody says it's not as exciting as the first. Still wonderful at four bites, not a problem at all. Much sweeter. So some people are saying that the second bite is more sweet than that. here's somebody who says, holy shit, I think I've had enough after two small squares of chocolate. What the heck? This is, I think, what is pretty magical about the trust process is when you really take time with it, everybody's enough is going to be at a different place. Okay, so it doesn't mean that two bites is enough for everybody, but two bites may be enough of a lot of things for you. But the only way to really know is to really be able to experience it. Now, the one sense we have not done yet is touch. So if you are, and now maybe some of you are already, I know with, you know, those of you who are eating, you know, chips or M&Ms, have you noticed anything about the touch or the anything different about, you know, kind of the sense of touch? Now you are using touch within kind of your mouth, but that's just something to, is there anything about any of the senses that you haven't experienced yet of this? Okay. So we have some people who are wanting to keep eating. We have some people who are feeling like they're at enough. Now, I want you guys to really, you can stop anytime. If you have the sensation or you even have the thought, like, I think I'm good. I think I've had enough. I want to encourage you that whenever you think you've probably had enough, generally you have. Now, if you want to keep eating, absolutely keep eating. But that doesn't mean like just keep eating like you normally would. I want you to keep taking deliberate bites that are where you're really paying attention to all of your senses. And I want you to really pay attention to how are things changing. So somebody says, I want to find something I don't like about these cookies, but I haven't found it yet. And that, I don't really even think that's the point, right? To like not like the cookies or to feel like I need to stop. If you're still enjoying it, you're still getting a whole lot of satisfaction, I think it's great. Then keep eating. There is always, with every single food, there will always be a point at which that food is no longer providing the enjoyment or the satisfaction that it did initially. Sometimes that's after a couple of bites. Sometimes it's quite a bit in. Sometimes people will think like, oh man, you know, this one particular food is my kryptonite. Let's just say it's ice cream. Like ice cream is my kryptonite. If I start eating, I just can't stop. I just have to eat all of the ice cream. Well, every one of us is going to have a point at which ice cream no longer tastes good. I mean, I have eaten probably 2 gallons of ice cream at one time. And I got to tell you, there comes a point where when you are eating that ice cream, it is no longer enjoyable, right? Like you are, for one, freezing. I mean, I can remember just eating ice cream out of a tub, so cold, like shivering, but I'm still eating it. There's always going to be a point at which it no longer is providing you with enjoyment, satisfaction, etc. Now, for those of us who experience binge eating, sometimes we actually use the food to kind of like disconnect, to turn the lights off on ourselves. And that's kind of why we are able to eat the amount of food that we are. But if we stay connected through this process, and that's part of this trust process, is we stay connected to the process. And when we stay connected to the process, we can decide when it's time to stop eating based on what our body is telling us, based on our experience, rather than deciding, oh, I'm just going to have 2 bites of that. Or, oh, I'm going to have, I'm going to have whatever, like deciding ahead of time how much we're going to eat instead of letting our bodies tell us. So what I'm seeing in the comments of a lot of you, which is great, is you are getting to the point where you're saying, oh, you know what? I actually didn't even like that icing, so I stopped eating that. Or this really doesn't taste as good anymore, so you know, I'm going to go ahead and stop now. I think sometimes we keep eating because we want to recreate the amazing part of the experience that was had in the first 2 or 3 bites. And it's like, we want to keep eating it because we want to like recreate that amazingness, but that's not going to come again until the next time when we have more, that when there's just more space, right? There's more space in our bodies, in our situation. Like we can't just keep eating the same food, trying to get that same experience for those first few bites. And I think for me, like, especially with these types of foods that are more challenging for us to stop at, they're not the foods that we're eating on an everyday regular basis. We tell ourselves a story that we can't stop eating it, but we don't really connect with it. And we're not really paying attention to all of the details. Here's somebody says, I'm noticing I'm more thirsty than hungry for my food. Super, super interesting. Here's somebody who says, I'm wanting to stop eating the M&Ms now, not interested anymore. And that's sooner than usual. And I think when we give the food all of the attention, it is much easier to find and to notice that point where it's really not that interesting anymore. Or, you know, I think I've actually really had the best part of this dessert. So, or this, whatever it is. So I'm good. Like I've had that experience of the first little bit, and now I'm ready to kind of just move on with life. It's not this, oh, I have to like get as much as I can because I don't know when I'm going to get this again. You know, that whole experience, it's really checking in with yourself. So,
Yeah. So here's very interesting. Somebody says, I know that point that, and that point where it's like, you're ready, your body is really ready to stop. But then she's saying, I take a few more spoonfuls as I walk from the couch to the kitchen with this thinking, hurry up and eat it before you have to stop. That right there is such is a classic example of scarcity thinking, which Saturday, this coming Saturday, Coach Judith is going to be doing the worksheet call on scarcity and contentment, the scarcity and contentment worksheet. Such a great worksheet. It's probably one of my favorite lessons and my favorite worksheet in the whole Trusting Your Body program. So I highly recommend you guys take that call. Scarcity thinking, I think, is such a driver for most of our overeating. Okay, so good. All right, somebody asked, if we're still hungry, do we switch to another food? Absolutely. If you're still hungry, you're not at enough, and you're kind of like that food is not doing it for you anymore, then absolutely, I would switch to another food. What we want to create with our eating experience, and this is part of like the scarcity and contentment lesson, is we want to create contentment with our experience of eating. So when you pay attention and when you're really connected to your food, you're connected to all using all of your senses, you can actually experience the flavors, decide when you've had enough. You can check in with your body as far as checking in with your hunger signals. And, you know, it makes such a difference. So we're not just eating these like formerly forbidden foods because somebody said we could, or, you know, quick before somebody takes them away from us. We're giving ourselves full permission to eat it, to enjoy it, and to set it aside when we're no longer having that enjoyment, because we know we can eat it again. We know we can get that experience again. Yes. Jean says the first two or three bites are always the best. I call them the princess bites and really try to stop there. It allows me to eat anything, but not everything at once. I agree. I mean, I love having a couple of bites of things. I mean, I just think that it's like, it really is the best. In terms of the experience of it, the taste, all of that. So, okay, let's see if we have some Q&A. And then if anybody wants to be coached, go ahead and raise your hand and we will do that. Okay. So Anonymous says, I had a binge and tried the trust process. I wasn't successful. As soon as I was tempted, I began to talk to myself in order to pause and slow down. I waited 2 minutes, but made a decision to have a small dish of cottage cheese. Thought a small serving of a healthy food was a good way to negotiate an off-plan food. I didn't have any needs, was sneaking a snack before my husband got home from work. What aspect of the trust process should I be focusing on for future temptations? Okay, so this is a great question. What I'm curious about, Anonymous, is a small dish of, you said I had a binge and tried the trust process. I made a decision to have a small dish of cottage cheese. I'm not sure if you're referring to your small dish of cottage cheese as the binge, or if there was another binge at a different point. So I'm a little confused about that, but because a small dish of cottage cheese, whether, you know, off plan or not, is most definitely not a binge. So I'm a little curious about that. But as far as aspects of the trust process, the first part of the trust process is that I think is one of the most important is really taking your temperature, kind of knowing where you are. I see some amazing things that you did here in terms of talking to yourself to pause and to slow down. You waited, you took some time to wait. You say, I didn't have any needs. I'm not sure if you checked in with yourself at the time to see if you did have any needs there, but with the within the trust process, the other thing is also slowing down, taking your time, really using all of your senses, being as present with the experience as you can. A lot of times when we binge, we're really disconnected from the experience. We're not paying attention to textures, to flavors, you know, to the way that things smell. We're not really, you know, we're not taking our time when we eat. So any single aspect of the trust process that you could do in during that time would be absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, okay. Let's see. Okay. So, somebody says, I'm overfull now, but I want to keep eating. Why do I want to increase the overfull feeling? So I would ask this question, anonymous. I would ask you, when you ask yourself, why do you want to keep eating? That would be it would be great to know that answer. Like, why do you want to keep eating? Whatever comes up for you is likely to give you some good insight into that. It's possible your brain thinks you may not get that food again. So you need to keep eating now while you can get it. So that's likely the case. That's probably what's going on there, but that's what I would be curious about. Sometimes hunger and fatigue present really similarly to me. Only when I get done eating do I realize it was fatigue all along. Any thoughts? I actually have something similar with this. Sometimes my urges, an urge can be very similar, like an urge to like if I'm done with a meal and I'm kind of trying to decide, like, am I actually done? Am I still hungry? Or I'm like having an urge. Yeah, I like kind of really distinguishing between physical hunger and an actual urge to like just keep eating beyond kind of my physical needs. What I have really tried to do is really, if I really check in with myself, I can nuance the difference, but it really takes almost becoming like a scientist between looking at, okay, what are the signals of hunger? What are the signals of fatigue? And where do they overlap and where are they different? If you are kind of checking in with yourself and you're thinking, well, maybe I'm tired or maybe I've had enough, there's really a couple of ways that you can do it. You can just give yourself like, I'm just going to go lay down for 30 minutes. I'm going to go lay down for an hour. And if I'm still hungry after an hour, I can come back and eat. That's what I do a lot of times. If I'm questioning it, I always know that I can come back and eat more later. And if I take that break, then in an hour, if I didn't eat enough or I'm still hungry, like I'll actually know that's what was going on. So sometimes it's just that willingness to say, you know what, I'm just going to see. And giving myself permission, I can eat more later if I'm still hungry. I think sometimes what prevents us from doing that is this thought of, well, I don't get to eat again until, you know, 3 more hours or whatever it is. Then there's kind of almost like an unwillingness to stop sooner because what if you get hungry or whatever might be going on there. So I would say you can kind of experiment with that and then know that there definitely are some similarities, but if you tune into your body, you will absolutely be able to find the nuances and the differences. So you really can tell for you what is fatigue and what is hunger. And the more of a scientist you become with that, the more you'll be able to, figure that out. Somebody says, when I eat to address being above home base, I try a lot of different foods until I find what I'm craving. I'm mirroring my anxiousness. What are some ideas to address this? So one of the things I would say is it's really important to know why being in home base is the best place to eat. And it's because our bodies are actually best prepared to digest food when we're in home base. There's a reason it's called rest and digest. It's because our digestive system is really humming when we're in home base. So I think the first thing is just noticing when you're in home base, like taking your temperature. If you can, as much as possible, eat when you're in home base. So you've got tools to bring yourself into home base. So rather than using food, you have a experience and a habit of using food to bring yourself into home base. So what I would like for you to do is start working on, as you recognize that you're above home base and you recognize, ooh, I'm going to go to the pantry. Let me see what I can find. instead of doing that, oh, right, I'm above home base. I'm trying to use food to bring me into home base. What I'm going to do is use other tools to bring myself into home base. Then I will come into the pantry and decide what I want to eat at that point. So you've got your tools, right? Your breathing, your hand on the heart, meditations. There's so many different things you can do. And if you can take a minimum of 30 seconds to take a couple of deep breaths, if you can give yourself 5 minutes to go lay down, sit in your office, do a meditation, do a body scan, kind of really work to bring yourself into home base and then eat, that habit right there of really checking in, taking your temperature, and as much as possible eating when you're in home base, game changer. Okay. All right. So let's see who wants coaching. Terry, let's promote you. Oh, Terry says, no, thank you. How about Raquel? Let's do some coaching here. All right. Hello.
Oh, sorry. Wow. Sorry about that. I was checking to see if I was on track or not. So sorry about that. Thank you for pulling me up.
Yeah.
We actually were messaging a little bit today in the Facebook group. I was the one that last week I actually could not stay on the call. It was a little anxious for me. I actually just sitting with this was challenging. And so tonight, my food is pizza. And unfortunately, that is an issue for me. And so I'm angry right now, not angry, like irritated, frustrated, because I want to keep eating and I'm full. And so my anxiety now is even higher because I want to keep eating and I recognize that I'm full. And I think that's the issue that sometimes I have. It's that like struggle that I'm irritated that I'm full. I want to keep eating. I know I shouldn't keep eating. So then I just like pause and then I go back to it later. And, or sometimes I end up eating it in the middle of the night, just to keep eating. And I don't know where that frustration or that anger comes from, because I don't know. So that's kind of where I'm at.
So tell me, if I ask you the question, why do you want to keep eating? What comes up for you?
Well, when you asked, you had right after I raised my hand, you actually asked that question to somebody. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's that I want to just get away from the emotion that I'm feeling, if I want to just like stuff that down. And I don't know if why pizza is the thing, but it's definitely not that I can't have it again, because I'll get pizza 7-8 times a month. I just, So I don't know.
So a couple of things. One, I can sense right now that you're above home base,
yeah.
That there's, you know, it's kind of like where you're feeling kind of that like frustration, that irritation, you know, that where, right. Like, so that's mm-hmm. there. And I think you have nailed yourself when it's like, I think I want to just get away from that feeling. And so you likely have just a habit of, and your brain knows, okay, when we have this feeling, that's this above the window feeling, what we do is we eat. This is mm-hmm. how we bring ourselves back down. So it's really a matter of the brain, your brain is really trying to take care of you and kind of trying to get you back into home base. Mm-hmm. And so, and then because you have these kind of thoughts about like the pizza, it's the pizza, then, you know, that's kind of just almost like adding another layer onto it. So it kind of like compounds. We've got this experience where you are feeling kind of irritated, angry, these emotions, and your brain is like, I know what we do here. We just eat, you know? Mm-hmm. And so then you're like, well, what? You're trying to take away my pacifier, essentially, right? So then of course it's going to feel threatening. So it's almost like this sense of, somebody was saying this in the chat too, right? Where it's almost a sense of like a lack of safety. You might even be feeling a little bit like, like it's not safe to be in this experience of this much energy. Mm-hmm. Does that resonate
Yes. When you were talking us through the trust process in each letter, that, and that's where I got off the call last week. It was very difficult for me to just sit and take your temperature and what resonates, you know, repeating the affirmations and all of those kind of things that just escalated me to the point that I couldn't sit with it. And
yeah,
this is awful to say, but it's like, I feel like the only way I was able to sit through this is that I was saying to myself, you can have some pizza.
Yeah.
Whereas last week it wasn't a food that, that I enjoy. So it was almost like, okay, I'll deal with it because I know that at least I can have some pizza. And maybe that's where the issue is, that I want to keep eating because I actually sat through the call, or sat through the process that you were doing. And I feel like the thoughts that are going in my head is like, seriously, you are like obsessed with pizza or whatever. Like I just, it's so hard to like bring myself down to where I could actually do some of the things you're saying. Like, I cannot imagine doing some of the things to bring myself into home base. I can't get there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what we're going to do first is we're just together. We're just going to take a breath. Okay. So we're going to inhale, exhale. One more, inhale and exhale. Okay. I'm going to put your hand on your heart and just let yourself know you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And if you end up deciding you want to have pizza, you can have pizza. Absolutely. Nobody's going to take your pizza away. Okay.
It's so stupid. I mean, I live alone. Nobody is going to eat my pizza. And like,
well, it's not stupid. It's really, I think when we tell ourselves that what we're thinking is stupid, it's like, let's just compound on top of the anxiousness and the, all these other emotions we're already feeling. Let's just throw a little, you know, judgment smear, you know, on top of it. And I mean, that's just our brains, right? And I think you have identified some very key things here. One of the things I want to say a little bit about home base and being in home base, being above home base, being below home base. I'm going to guess based on the little bit of interaction that we've had, I'm going to guess you spend a lot of life above home base. Does that resonate? Yeah.
I have a stressful job. I'm a caretaker. Yeah.
Our bodies and our nervous systems, we tend to favor a lot of times we tend to favor one particular area over another. Some people spend a lot of time in home base. Some people spend a lot of time below home base. Some people spend a good amount of time in home base. There's no right or wrong. It's really kind of what our nervous systems have kind of adapted to, what we've learned, what we've taught ourselves. You probably brilliantly taught yourself that because you do spend a lot of time above home base, that eating is a tool to kind of relax and kind of calm that nervous system. So it makes so much sense to me that in last week's call, when, you know, I'm trying to teach the concepts and go over these things and these things that happen in home base, where you are like, I don't live there. You know, you're basically talking to me. You're basically talking about another planet, which I don't really visit very often. So no, thank you. So it makes a lot of sense that would feel very threatening. And I just want to say, like, I'm very glad that you are volunteering to be coached, because you will not be the only person with this situation. And it's not, there's nothing bad or wrong with it, but what happens is it's not fixed. You are not fixed as living above home base for the rest of your life. You may have lived there for decades, but that doesn't mean that you can't learn how to come into home base and spend more time there to increase your ability to be there and to also increase the tools or the other things that you use to bring yourself into home base. So you won't need to use food so often. But what I see happening is that it's almost like if pizza is, and we can talk a little bit more about what it is for pizza for you, but if pizza is a thing that truly you right now, your brain thinks pizza is very important and it's very needed for this to kind of manage that excess energy that's above home base. So I think it's very important that it's you can honor and you can recognize that rather than, okay, we're only going to have this much pizza. Then we have to stop, you know, because it's kind of like pizza or eating too much pizza becomes this bad thing that you shouldn't do. But there's also this part of you that thinks, well, that's actually like a really important thing. And so rather than trying to, because it's part of like your body and your nervous system responding to that, we don't want to take it away and then end up creating what feels like a very unsafe environment for you. Because you're going to go back into that survival response if something feels unsafe. And that survival response for you right now is food. Now, that doesn't mean it's always going to be. It doesn't mean it's always going to be pizza. But, you know, there is a connection here. But I think because there's a connection, you've also identified it as a problem, you know? And so it's kind of like, okay, well, if we take that away, then that also happens to be this thing that your nervous system has used for kind of safety. So rather than just taking it away and leaving you flailing, what we kind of want to do is try to bring in some other tools at the same time. And then we can kind of like start looking at pizza. We can get curious about, you know, kind of what is it about pizza? How does it make sense that pizza is kind of like the thing? And is there something else that we might be able to kind of like come in together without just like purely taking you out of that safety realm? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I just don't know. I guess like that quick response that I get from eating or whatever. I guess I'm nervous. Like, how do I exchange that? How do I, because in those moments, I don't feel like I have any breath or capacity to make a conscious decision, to make a conscious decision to do the tapping, to make a conscious decision to take the deep breaths, to make those decisions to pause, to step away, because you're right. I do spend a lot of time over. And when I get even to home base or for sure below it, it's so uncomfortable for me that I'm like, okay, I need to worry about something. And if I'm not worrying or doing something, then that's an issue. And so I don't know how I pull myself down so that I can actually open myself up. Like journaling and stuff, it's very difficult for me to feel that and write down. So anyway, I appreciate what you're saying. I'm just not sure how I get there.
Yeah. And I think it's what I would recommend is it's the little things. So it happens the very little, like Corinne talks about the 1% at a time. Okay. So even if you can, before you eat, even if you can just, I'm going to take one breath, like, you know, you don't like, nobody has to take anything else away from you. I'm going to just do one thing. I'm going to take one breath. I'm going to, sometimes walking can be very helpful for people. Sometimes not so much. You might have to kind of experiment with what does feel like a little something that you can do to kind of prove, but show it's first, we've got to create the awareness. So I think you've got a lot of awareness now of like, okay, I'm living up here and it feels really weird to be living anywhere else. But I think you can probably also see you can keep living up here. Absolutely. But if you don't want to keep living up here, then it's like asking yourself, what are some little small things? You don't have to go, you know, never eat pizza again or only eat, you know, one slice of pizza and be satisfied. Like you're not there yet. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, what are the smaller things we can do? And so even if it's like, I think if it's, if you are, like, let's say you're going to have pizza. Do you, when you eat pizza, do you typically eat like kind of fast and frantic, like a lot of your emotions feel, or do you eat it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, or do you eat it more kind of slowly, intentionally?
I would say it's probably somewhere in the middle. I don't stuff my face, but I certainly don't take the time to chew and enjoy. It's probably somewhere in the middle. Like, I do find myself tasting the cheese and stuff like that, but I also find myself eating quicker than a normal person would eat, but I'm not inhaling it.
Yeah. Yeah. Where I would start with you is I would get really curious about pizza. Like, what is it about pizza? You know, is there some sort of association that you maybe started eating pizza when something else was going on? So you kind of have that like brain, kind of brain body emotion connection. You know, rather than seeing pizza as the problem, I would just get really curious, like, what is it about pizza? Is it all pizza? Is it certain types of pizza? Is it, you know, do I love pizza as much at 8 a.m. as I do at 8 p.m.? You know, like, what is it about it? And then get curious, like, okay, I have a pizza in front of me. I have 8 slices of pizza in front of me. How many slices do I want to eat? I would like to eat 8. Okay. Well, let me just check in after one piece. Do I still want to eat 7 more pieces? Yep. Okay. Let me check in after 2 pieces. Do I still want to eat 6 more pieces? Yep. Okay. And like just kind of giving yourself that, let me just check in. Do I still want that much? Okay. I can or I don't have to. But I think you're kind of going in saying, you should only eat this much. This is bad. You shouldn't eat. You should stop when you're done. You know, a lot of the shoulds instead of like, let's just get curious. Like, what is it about pizza? Because it's kind of like you have this idea that pizza is like your kryptonite. But what if pizza's just like what if pizza's just part of the puzzle? Let's get really curious. What is it about it? How much do I want to eat? And let me just check in. Like, that is one way to do it. Like, you don't have to check in with all the senses and set it down every time you take a bite. You don't have to do all of those things, but let's take 1%. Let's just get curious. And each slice, let me just decide, do I want to keep eating? If the answer is yes, okay, well, why? And there's no right or wrong answer, but like you, even tonight, when you were like, when I asked you, I want to keep eating, you were kind of like, well, maybe it's to cover up these feelings. You know, maybe it's, so I think that would be something really curious to get curious about. So how are you feeling now? Now that we're, you know, we're kind of wrapping up, you've got that pizza in front of you. You can have it or not. Like, are you still in that like angry, I still want to eat all the pizza? Are you?
So you, I was probably at a 98 when I got on the call, or like, when you called on me, and I'm more probably at like a 40, 50. I mean, it's still there. Like, I'm still wanting it, but I'm definitely calmer and definitely more conscious of why is pizza the thing that I go to, and why, like, is that what I veer to? So I'm definitely much more curious about it instead of, yeah, because I have thought of it as it's just either I have to just completely cut it out of my life, or, you know, like where you're saying, just be curious why. And I have viewed it as like my kryptonite, like I'll never be able to not have pizza. I'm definitely more curious. So you've definitely opened my eyes for that.
Yeah. I would love for you to just get curious about pizza. What is it about pizza? And like, order some different pizzas, have some different flavors, like allow yourself to experience pizza, to really experience, why do I love this so much? You might find, man, I just love pizza, and here's exactly what I love. Or you might find, you know what? I actually don't even like pizza as much as I thought I did. I mean, who knows, right? But I think getting curious about pizza, giving yourself permission to have experience with pizza and just get curious about it would be fascinating. And also the component of understanding your needs.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what needs do I have? If I know and I can recognize I'm way up here, and even if you can take a deep breath before you eat the pizza, like that right there will be, just will be huge. And if you are constantly doing and taking care of others and everything else, like knowing what those needs are and being able to address those at the same time as you get curious about kind of pizza and what it is and allowing yourself to experience that, I think both of those components will be really impactful for you.
Thank you. So, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for volunteering to be coached. I think this is probably helpful for a lot of people.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Let's put you back. All right, everybody. That is our time together. Please attend the worksheet call, the Scarcity and Contentment worksheet call with Coach Judith on Saturday. I am going to continue doing Trusting Your Body calls almost on a monthly basis. So in May, we will have another Trusting Your Body call in the month of May. And then what we're going to do in June, the month of June, I'm going to do a coaching call specifically for the binge support subgroup. So it'll be all on just all things binging. And then we'll go back to trusting your body calls. So we will still have, basically, I will be coaching once a month, 2 months on trusting your body, 1 month on binge specific coaching. So, oh, Christy, thank you. I was thinking it was Judith and I was wrong. It is Coach Christy doing the scarcity and contentment worksheet call. Thank you for that update. Coach Christy will be doing that. It will be amazing. I highly recommend you guys attend. Thank you guys so much for this. I would love to hear in the Facebook group, I would love to hear what came up for you, what your experience was about this process and what you got out of the call. All right. Thank you guys. Bye.